Putting up a fight.
I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukraine says Russia's military is targeting energy sources.
A Russian missile hit an oil depot just south of the city, causing a massive fire. The Russians have been hitting targets throughout this city, air raid sirens wailing, sending civilians running for bomb shelters. Earlier in the day, an apartment building was hit, injuring a number of people. We were there and we saw the destruction of these homes where people live.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military is fighting back and fending off Russian troops.
It certainly is apparent to Western intelligence, to the British and the U.S. government, that the Russians have underestimated the Ukrainian forces and perhaps overestimated their own forces. There have been a number of examples of problems with Russian supply lines. You know, they massed these 150,000 troops and were very public about it. You saw the civilian satellite photos. However, now that they've come into the city, into this country, the Russians have had problems.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Saturday, the U.S. and European leaders announced restrictions on Russia's central bank and cutting some banks off from the SWIFT global financial system. But former President Donald Trump at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, said the Biden administration is going to have to do a lot more than just sanctions to stop Vladimir Putin.
It would have been so easy for me to stop this travesty from happening. He understood me. And he understood that I didn't play games. This would not have happened.
Trump alluded to another run for president, saying he would win for a third time, continuing his claim that he won the 2020 election. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast. Some experts say North Korea is trying to pressure the U.S. government into offering sanctions relief. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Canadian bars and liquor stores are taking a stand against Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Ontario's finance minister directing liquor control officials to have stores remove Russian vodka and other Russian alcoholic products. The Canadian press saying those products will be yanked from nearly 700 stores across the province. Stores in Manitoba, New Brunswick, British Columbia, and Newfoundland were also taking similar action. In the U.S., liquor store owners in Kansas, Oregon, and Michigan are among retailers pulling hundreds of dollars worth of Russian vodka off of their shelves. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A man died and more than a dozen other people were shot at a Las Vegas hookah lounge. Police officers say two people got into a fight and exchanged gunfire, striking several victims. Ride-sharing service Uber is making changes to driver pay.
Uber testing a new pay algorithm in 24 cities. Reuters reports it allows drivers to see pay and destinations before accepting a trip and raises the incentives for drivers to take short rides. Uber has resisted the change, saying it could open the door to drivers cherry-picking trips or discriminating against riders in disadvantaged neighborhoods. Uber already has a similar program in California, launched in the wake of a 2020 state battle over gig worker rights. The changes mark the most wide-ranging updates to Uber's driver pay in years and comes at a time when the company is still trying to win back drivers who left at the start of the pandemic. It will not affect what riders pay. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
SpaceX founder Elon Musk says the company's Starlink satellites are active in Ukraine and more terminals are on the way. Starlink provides high-speed broadband internet that can be deployed quickly in hard-to-reach areas. The terminals will help to alleviate connectivity issues as Ukraine is under Russian attack. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.